Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Darkness Returns by Alexandra Ivy. Narrated by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1. The sweeping mansion on the edge of Chicago was the perfect setting for an old-time movie star. Built behind a high fence and surrounded by a manicured lawn with a profusion of gardens, it possessed a faded, ageless beauty. Inside, it had an abundance of marble, fluted columns, and gilt that encroached into every nook and cranny, including the toilets. But there was no aging human drifting through the 30-odd rooms. Instead, the place was filled with demons. Vampires, a pure-blooded ware, fairies, and a few imps. Oh, and the Anasso, the king of the vampires. The current Anasso, Styx, was a 6'6" male, with the stark Aztec features of his ancestors. His dark hair was pulled into a braid that was threaded with turquoise medallions and hung down his back. His massive frame was covered in leather, and he rammed through the house like a bull in a china cabinet. Not that anyone was stupid enough to laugh when he busted a fragile knick-knack, or when one of the antique chairs collapsed beneath his weight. Everyone knew he'd chosen the elegant estate at the urging of his mate, Darcy. He would move heaven and earth to please his female. Plus, there was the healthy fear that he would happily lop off the head of anyone who insulted him with his badass sword, which was usually strapped across his back. Currently, Styx was in his private study, a room he'd managed to strip of most of the frou-frou nonsense, although there was no getting rid of the gilt. It infected the place like a plague. At least it had nice, sturdy furniture, along with shelves filled with rare books, manuscripts, and scrolls. He was standing behind his desk when the door was pushed.